Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we've been having a lot of discussions, of course, around the illegal immigration issue in South Africa, the Zimbabwe situation. We're trying to look at it from all sides. And what we're trying to understand as well is how do we address illegal immigration without coming across or without seeming to be xenophobic? Because we do have tendencies in South Africa, which is obviously problematic. Herman Mashaba is leader for Action SA. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Howard, and thank you very much, as always, for giving us the opportunity.
So how do we balance this? Because obviously we feel for people and we feel for the personal plights of individuals. But at the same time, of course, there's a country that needs to be managed, and we don't seem to be getting this right.
Well, Howard, let's really call a spade a spade. We're not getting this right because the ANC government all over the last 28 years failed to protect the sovereignty of our country. You protect the sovereignty of your country by ensuring that you respect the constitution, you respect every law in the country, including immigration. And we've been calling on ANC government over the last many years. Initially, they used to silence us, working with some of the NGOs and some of the so-called human rights lawyers, not to really discuss this matter. And the matter has reached unacceptable proportion. And I think look at and listen to what this MEC from Limpopo said last week. Distasteful, totally disgusting. Someone who is a senior member of the ANC go for a vulnerable Zimbabwean patient, someone who's in hospital in bed, instead of actually dealing with the Zimbabwean government, dealing with not just the Zimbabwean government, dealing with the overall sovereignty of South Africa, making sure that our immigration laws are respected. I've always maintained, people of South Africa, this country was built at the back of migrants, and we need to continue on that trajectory. But it must be done within the laws. Our constitution and all our laws in respect of immigration are there intact. They just really needs to be implemented. But you have this criminal organization called the ANC that is disregarding not only immigration, murder, unemployment, destroying businesses. I mean, we're in a war zone. Countries at war are not losing the number of people violently like South Africa do.
So what is the answer? I mean, how do we start, given the situation that we are now? We know that the government has let the people of the country down. We know that the situation in which we find ourselves is completely untenable. So what is the practical way forward, though?
Look, Howard, let's face the call a spade, and really deal with the causes of this problem. For as long as South Africans are prepared to have another day of ANC government in power, people of this country must accept the consequences thereof. There is no way you're going to resolve this matter when you have total lawlessness, that you can have the president of the country who went all out after the adoption of our constitution in 1996, went all out the bragging about this historic constitution. The very same man who is now the president of the country is completely disregarding our constitution, getting involved in criminal activity, refusing to answer to parliament. You know, I mean, unfortunately, when you're in an environment of total lawlessness, total chaos, and the president of the country is at the center of this. We had Jacob Zuma. We thought Jacob Zuma was bad. Look at Cyril Ramaphosa. It's proving to be worse than Jacob Zuma. So it's up to people of South Africa. And I call on the voters, particularly black voters. It's up to them to really decide. This country will one day, under ANC, sooner become a failed state, or we decide to remove them and put in a government that we can hold accountable. And whichever government that we put accountable, we must learn as people living in a democratic dispensation to remove politicians and vote them in and vote them out. So if we are not going to let democracy, If we are not going to learn democracy, we want to live in a lawlessness country, then I can tell you there's nothing you can do about this.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that, that we at this stage, we have no choice but to take a hard line in terms of illegal immigration, deal with those consequences, and at the same time, obviously, move to and do whatever we can, move heaven and earth in a democratic way to make sure that we get a change in government, a government that we deserve?
Absolutely. Honestly, one does not have to be a brain surgeon to really figure this one out. The ANC is not going to uphold our constitution. The president demonstrated it just 2 days ago in parliament, disregarding parliament. Here's the man who does not have a shame. Here's the man went all over the world. He was the star of this country, addressing parliament all over the world about this constitutional framework after it was adopted in 1996. Here's the man who's today in breach of this constitution. So my personal feeling right now, what the ANC is trying to do is trying to really show people these are platitudes, what they're trying to do. They're not really serious about this. For us as South Africans, I appeal to South Africans to say, please, let us not act like this MEC in Limpopo. That is totally unacceptable. It is illegal. It is evil. Because you can't do this. But at the same time, let us ensure that we respect. If we believe in the rule of law, two wrongs can't make a right. If obviously ANC government has failed us, 2024 is around the corner. March to Home Affairs, or march to the president's office in a peaceful manner.
Absolutely. Do you think that there's a reasonable chance that 2024 can see the unseating of the ANC?
The ANC is not going to be in power in 2024 unless other parties are going to join up with them and by other smaller parties, because obviously that is something that they are really very experienced in doing, in buying votes. But one thing for sure, I've been watching and reading some polls that are thinking that they can fool us. South Africans, full the lived experience of South Africans, that ANC will be close to, ANC will not be anywhere close to 40% come 2024. They'll be lucky if they can be anywhere close to over 40%. That is given. And as a section SA, we're working around the clock within the laws of our country democratically to remove the ANC out of power. We know we won't be able to remove them on our own, but we will work with other political parties to ensure that we remove this curse from our lives. These people have betrayed us. They've destroyed the millions of lives. And it's up to the voters out there that are voting for the ANC. But at the end of the day, we are working around that law to show them to open their eyes, because the ANC working with the IEC, IEC should be running voter education, but they're not doing that. As a Action SA, we're running voter education for people to really understand that Action SA is determined, unapologetic for the democratic removal of the ANC from government. And we are going to do that. So the only thing that can disappoint us, if obviously other politicians can be bought, because we have this tendency of politicians in this country who allow themselves to really be bought.
Absolutely. That's where we leave it. Herman Mashaba, thank you as always. Very passionate about the removal of the ANC and moving towards a better South Africa for everybody. Leader of Action SA. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.